Unions on notice. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Boeing says its demands on the machinist union were clear. No strikes through the year 2022 and pay increases linked to productivity. The union thought those things were negotiable, but they were wrong. And so late yesterday, Boeing decided to build smaller copies of its 787 plants in South Carolina, where the workers had just voted to get rid of their union. For Seattle, it's a major blow. The first time Boeing planes will be assembled outside the Seattle area. For South Carolina, well, let's just say Governor Sanford can spend the weekend anywhere he wants now. Union officials tried to argue that no one builds a better plane and that they should get a bonus for promising not to strike. They tried to shame the company into negotiating. Sounds like somebody was asleep in the cockpit, because now look where the union is. They have direct non-union competition. Same company, same planes. The only difference will be the workers and the work rules. Now, maybe the union is right that nobody builds better planes, but even a hideous corporate colossus isn't going to fool around with an airplane. So I'm pretty sure those non-union planes will fly, which means the only difference will be how much does it cost to make and maintain them. If non-union workers can build reliable 787s at half the wage, one of two things will happen. Those non-union workers will feel cheated and reunionize, not likely in South Carolina. Or the union workers in Seattle will get another Boeing ultimatum, except this time it won't just be for a no-strike clause. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.